Now, Trump and Putin, Pence and activists. I'm Christopher Cruz. President Trump is to speak with Russian President Vladimir Putin today. Correspondent Ivan Watson is in Moscow.
The Kremlin downplaying expectations, saying it's largely an opportunity for the Russian president to congratulate his American counterpart, and saying it's unlikely that real substantial issues would be discussed in this first conversation between the two presidents.
Friday, Trump signed an executive order placing major restrictions on the entrance of refugees into the United States. Vice President Mike Pence spoke to anti-abortion activists Friday. Correspondent Brianna Keeler was at the annual March for Life in Washington.
The highest-ranking White House official ever to address the group in person in its 44 years.
Life is winning again in America.
A new Quinnipiac poll finds that 51% of those asked want parts of Obamacare repealed. About 16% say all of it should go. I'm Christopher Cruz. The case of the rape and killing of the ex-wife of Righteous Brothers singer Bill Medley in 1976 has been solved.
The sheriff's department says investigators have identified a suspect in the death of Karen Klass by using DNA from a relative of the suspect. However, authorities won't name that suspect or say whether they've made an arrest. Klass was attacked in January 1976 as she returned to her home in Hermosa Beach near Los Angeles. Officials are expected to release additional details about the case at a Monday news conference. I'm Bill Michaels.
Serena Williams has just beaten her older sister Venus in the women's final of the Australian Open. The 35-year-old Serena now has an open-era record 23 Grand Slam championships. He brought us to tears as we watched him play the Elephant Man. Sir John Hurt has died. The versatile British actor had pancreatic cancer. He died Friday. He was 77. I'm Christopher Cruz.
It's 6:02 on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL. I'm Ben Cox. In preparation for the return of manned spaceflight by NASA, the space agency unveiled a new flight suit yesterday that is lighter by 10 pounds, has touchscreen-sensitive gloves, and boots made by Reebok. The agency also unveiled its new crew tower, as well as a new mission control center to monitor the rockets being built by Boeing and SpaceX under contract. Social media fueled fears of a school shooting in Anne Arundel County this week after a student told school officials on Thursday that another student had a list of names and was going to shoot people at Central Middle School in Edgewater. Then, later that night, an online post by another student made it seem that another student was going to do something similar the next morning. Police investigated both matters, found them to be unsubstantiated, but due to parents' fears, placed officers at the school Friday morning anyway to calm them. According to a political scientist from Old Dominion University in Norfolk, Hillary Clinton received votes from more than 800,000 illegal immigrant voters. This is very far from the 5 million suggested by President Trump, but it does make it plausible that non-citizen votes did influence Mrs. Clinton's margin. However, according to Jesse Richmond, the scientist who did the research, it could not account for the nationwide vote margin. All he wanted was a little respect from the Burger King manager, and what he got was 20 years in jail. 28-year-old Naeem Kashif Watson was sentenced this week for robbing a business with a firearm, using a firearm in a felony, and possessing a firearm as a convicted felon for robbing the Burger King on Brook Road on April 27th of last year. WMAL Traffic and Weather Now from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Checking the roads, there is a road closure on Dulles Greenway eastbound between Old Ox and Route 28 South, and slow-moving traffic on 395, the 3rd Street Tunnel southbound between Massachusetts Avenue and 2nd Street. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast. Partly sunny today, high near 44 degrees, wind gusts as high as 22 miles an hour. Tonight, 31 degrees, partly cloudy skies. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy and 43 degrees. Right now, it is 33 degrees in Dumfries, 34 in Damascus, and 34 at Reagan. I'm Ben Cox on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
It's everything you need to know, Sundays on WMAL. Starting at 5, it's VA Sunday Magazine. At 5:30, it's the Chris McKay Show. Listen to Health, Hope, and Inspiration at 6. Then at 7, it's the Eric Stewart Show, pointing you home. Check out Heroes Talk Radio with David Ahrens at 8, The Wise Investor at 9, Trading Up at 10, Dr. Tom Rosell Live at noon, The Underwriter's Corner at 1, The Del Walmsley Show at 2, and Sunday night at 7, it's Real Estate Today. It's everything you need to know on Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Getting a great night's sleep is easier and more affordable than you might think. You don't need a new expensive mattress or sleeping pills. You just need to change your sheets. Hi, I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch. What makes Boll & Branch sheets different is that they're meticulously crafted from pure 100% organic cotton. And because we only sell online, we've cut out all the expensive retail markups. Plus, if you go to BollAndBranch.com today, we'll give you $50 off your first set of sheets when you use promo code SOFT. BollAndBranch.com, spelled B-O-L-L and Branch.com. Promo code SOFT.
HelloFresh delivers recipes and ingredients for a home-cooked meal in around 30 minutes. Like this recipe. Start with a working couple. Add two demanding jobs. Mix all too well. Receive HelloFresh delivery. Trim off temptation to order pizza. Follow step-by-step recipe until holy ravioli, you can add mushroom ravioli gratin to your resumes. Fist bump and enjoy. Delicious ingredients you'll love to eat. Simple recipes you'll live to cook. HelloFresh. Get cooking. Get $20 off your first delivery plus free shipping at HelloFresh.com/radio.
When it comes to guiding you to and through a successful retirement, at Financial Engines, what we don't do is almost as important as what we do. We don't work on commission. We don't judge. We don't tell you what we think you want to hear. And at Financial Engines, we don't use confusing financial speak or take a one-size-fits-all approach to financial planning. So what do? We start with your goals, your dreams, and your fears, and we help create your personalized path to the retirement you deserve. And now that the Mutual Fund Store and Financial Engines have joined forces, we have even more resources than ever to help you achieve your goals. Right now, for a limited time, get a free portfolio review by an experienced local advisor when you visit FinancialEngines.com or call today.
This is Brad Garner with Financial Engines in the D.C. area. Let's talk about the financial goals that are important to you, and together we'll develop a plan to make them happen. Call me at 800-822-1461 or visit FinancialEngines.com.
If there's one thing the pros at Advance Auto know, it's parts.
Advance Auto Parts, this is Hugh.
Hi, Hugh. My car is due for an oil change. Do you guys have any deals right now?
Yes, we do. We have Valvoline.
And that's good stuff, right?
The Valvoline is going to be a synthetic oil that's going to protect your engine.
You really know your stuff. My daughter needs help with her homework. How are you with State Capitals?
Advance Auto Parts. We know everything about auto parts. Get 5 quarts of Valvoline synthetic motor oil for just $27.99 and get a free pair of mechanics wear gloves by mail. While supplies last, see store for details.
Now, the Saturday Morning Update.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL.
Well, it is Donald Trump's first week in the White House. 7 days into it. Is your head spinning too? I mean, is your head just going around and around and around trying to keep up with all this stuff? I mean, every time you turn around, there's a new executive order. Doing everything he said he would do. Much to the chagrin of the Democrats who thought he would not do that. And much to the chagrin of the Democrats because they don't want him doing all the things he's doing. So a fascinating week, I'll tell you. Today, President Trump will speak with Vladimir Putin. Their first official telephone conversation today. And what the Kremlin is saying is a first step toward what the president has built as a normalization of relations with Moscow after 3 years of tension sparked by the conflict in Ukraine. Trump also expected to speak later today with the German Chancellor, Angela Merkel. That call is also expected to focus on Russia. And some of the reports are that Donald Trump may lift sanctions, but again, those are just reports. Internal reports, nothing official out on that. So we know what that means when it's not official. Well, how about the immigration? That's right. Well, Mexico beginning to debate how to fight back against President Trump's aggressive stand on trade and immigration with Mexico. A number of prominent political figures have suggested the country expel U.S. law enforcement agents, stop detaining Central American migrants, or no longer inspect northbound trucks for drug shipments. Some activist groups are calling for a boycott of American brands. The former president of Mexico, Felipe Calderon, says Mexico should design a policy of retaliation for Trump's proposed plans, which include making Mexico pay for the border wall that he wants to build. Now, you know, the president sort of got into a little Twitter back and forth with the current president of Mexico, Enrique Peña Nieto. But they were going to meet next week, and as you know, the two basically have called off that meeting, but they did spend an hour on the phone on Friday. This is the way this guy Trump operates, you know, puts the hammer down, plays hardball, and then starts to negotiate. I wonder when people are going to understand that. That's how it works with him. He's a businessman. It's not that hard to figure it out. Well, anyway, that's just one of the things that Donald Trump did yesterday. Of course, the Mexico policy, and then he is indefinitely suspending the U.S. Syrian refugee program. Another of his presidential executive orders yesterday declaring the entry of nationals of Syria as refugees is detrimental to the interests of the United States. Trump suspending the program until he says their admission to the country is consistent with the national interest. Now, yesterday, of course, was the march downtown. We're going to get to some sound from that momentarily. But a big day at the White House when British Prime Minister Theresa May arrived on the scene, a meeting with Donald Trump, a press conference afterwards. And I thought he looked very presidential in that news conference. A couple of sound bites just to give you a feel for what happened yesterday with Donald Trump and British Prime Minister Theresa May at the White House.
Today, the United States renews our deep bond with Britain, military, financial, cultural, and political. We have one of the great bonds. We pledge our lasting support to this most special relationship.
That is the first of comments at the White House yesterday. And he continued on the dais with Prime Minister Theresa May.
The special relationship between our two countries has been one of the great forces in history for justice and for peace. And, by the way, my mother was born in Scotland, Stornoway, which is Syria, Scotland.
Now, even though it was the British Prime Minister, Vladimir Putin was on the agenda yesterday at the press briefing, actually the press conference, I should say. Here's what he had to say about Vladimir Putin.
I don't say good, bad, or indifferent. I don't know the gentleman. I hope we have a fantastic relationship. That's possible, and it's also possible that we won't. We will see what happens.
You know why the media ticks off Donald Trump and ticks off a lot of us? Because they do dumb things. I mean, the first question, I don't know if you watched the press conference yesterday. Now, you've got the British Prime Minister with the U.S. President. What's the first question from the first reporter? He's asking about Putin. Was that not maybe a slap in the face to Theresa May, who was there? What's Putin got to do with Theresa May? Maybe later in the press conference he could have slid that one in. But out of the box, changing the subject of Vladimir Putin? That was somewhat ignorant. And how about this one from a British reporter? This is classic.
And, Mr. President, you say... we'll see what she says. Mr. President, you've said before that torture works. You've praised Russia. You've said you want to ban some Muslims from coming to America. You've suggested there should be punishment for abortion. For many people in Britain, those sound like alarming beliefs. What do you say to our viewers at home who are worried about some of your views and worried about you becoming the leader of the free world?
This was your choice of a question.
Yes.
There goes that relationship.
Great line from Donald Trump. It's questions like that sometimes that you just scratch your head and wonder. Well, that was just part of the news of yesterday. More news made downtown. The March for Life, and we'll get to that in just a moment. We do have an action-packed program today. John Gizzi will join us from Newsmax.com. Jennifer Harper joins us from The Washington Times. Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer joins us on the National Security Front. And Cheryl Atkinson will join us from Full Measure, all coming up on the Saturday Morning Update. First, a check of the traffic and weather.
Pretty easy going out there on the roads today. Some construction to make note of on 355 northbound between Jones Bridge Road and Cedar Lane. Some construction. Road closed due to road work on the Dulles Greenway eastbound between Old Ox and Route 28. And 123 northbound near Custis Memorial Parkway is closed due to road work. It is 32 degrees in Chantilly, 34 in Bethesda, and 34 in Reagan. I'm Ben Cox on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
The WMAL Weather Channel forecast for today. We're looking for a chilly one this afternoon. We're only going to get up to about 45 or so this afternoon. We'll have a mix of clouds and sun today. And for tomorrow, pretty much the similar situation as we look ahead into the weekend. It's going to be cool tomorrow and cloudy skies, highs only to 45 tomorrow, and more clouds on Monday with a high only up to 38. Warms up again, though, on Tuesday and Wednesday. In Washington, 35, and we're expecting to get up to 47 this afternoon. And we're 16 after 6 on the Saturday morning update.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
It is the Saturday morning update as we continue. And I don't know if you went to the Women's March last Saturday or you went to the March for Life yesterday downtown. Two contrasting events. I got stuck on the subway, headed to the Women's March. I was heading out of town, but did the subway ride. Some very charming posters. Obscenities at Mike Pence. I mean, why would you put it, when you're doing a Women's March, why would you just, you know, do a poster that, fires obscenities at the vice president? I mean, that's, I don't know. It's not political at all. It wasn't a political march. No, not at all. Well, anyway, we can all have our opinions on last weekend's march, but it was the March for Life yesterday, and unbelievable support from the administration yesterday. Now, first off, this is Vice President Mike Pence, who actually spoke at the March for Life.
This movement is known for compassion, not confrontation. When it comes to matters of the heart, there is nothing stronger than gentleness. I believe we will continue to win the hearts and minds of the rising generation if our hearts first break for young mothers and their unborn children, and if we, each of us, do all we can to meet them where they are with generosity, not judgment.
Vice President Pence yesterday at the March for Life on the Mall. Kellyanne Conway was there as well.
Steps away from here in the White House, a president and a vice president sit at their desks and make decisions for a nation. As they sit there, they stand here with you. And their decisive actions as president and vice president will further this conversation and this cause.
So that was the support from the administration on the March for Life. Of course, coming up Thursday, they expect that the Supreme Court vacancy announcement will be made for the justice to be nominated by Donald Trump to fill the seat of Justice Scalia on the Supreme Court. So that's expected on Thursday. Now, you know, the funny thing about the news cycle, I mean, if you blink, you're going to miss something because there is so much going on and so much continues to just evolve and you know, come out day by day, hour by hour. Now, things you might have missed, we're going to get into with John Gizzi, including the future of the IRS commissioner and a little dust up over at the State Department. You know, might have missed that because it wasn't front and center. We'll get into that with John Gizzi a little later on. How about that Nikki Haley? First day on the job, presents her credentials, and then she's talking about taking names if our allies are not supportive of us. It is a new day across the board at the United Nations. It's a new day in the White House. It's a new day on Capitol Hill. An amazing week in politics this week in Washington. And that's just the first week of the Trump presidency. So we have a lot to cover coming up on the Saturday Morning Update.
Does your advisor call you only after the market has gone up or down? Or do you have an ongoing, proactive engagement with an advisor with your best interests in mind? Hi, this is Greg Smith from the Wise Investor Group. Financial advice is only useful when it's delivered in real time as part of a collaborative relationship. For the guidance and insight you need, when you need it, call the Wise Investor Group today.
Call 866-758-9473 or log on to thewiseinvestorgroup.com and resolve to become a better informed wise investor. The Wise Investor Group is affiliated with Robert W. Baird & Company.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor here. Listen, if you're about to sell your home or if someone you know is about to sell their home and they've had it previously listed and didn't sell, then here's what you need to do, okay? Call my friends Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds Team with Keller Williams. Sarah and Debbie are all pros, selling homes all across the D.C. area. What separates Sarah and Debbie from all the other realtors is their strong home buyers pool. They have over 5,300 buyers looking to buy right now. Other agents want to list your home, then have to market to would-be buyers that they have no relationship with. Sarah and Debbie already have the buyers, so don't lose money. Sarah and Debbie sell faster and for more money. Sarah and Debbie will even guarantee that if your home doesn't sell, they'll buy it at a price acceptable to you. That's guaranteed. So if you or someone you know are selling their home, then make sure you call the All Pros, Sarah and Debbie. Call them direct, 844-344-SOLD, 844-344-SOLD, or online at DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom.
Listen to the Del Walmsley Show Sundays at 2 on WMAL.
HelloFresh delivers recipes and ingredients for a home-cooked meal in around 30 minutes. Like this recipe. Start with a working couple. Add two demanding jobs. Mix all too well. Receive HelloFresh delivery. Trim off temptation to order pizza. Follow step-by-step recipe until holy ravioli, you can add mushroom ravioli gratin to your resumes. Fist bump and enjoy. Delicious ingredients you'll love to eat. Simple recipes you'll live to cook. HelloFresh. Get cooking. Get $20 off your first delivery plus free shipping at HelloFresh.com/radio.
Wesley is a truck driver.
I drive a truck, and I love what I do.
A truck driver with IRS troubles.
They told me I owed them $43,000.
It got really bad.
Quite a few letters in the mail. They were talking about wage garnishment, coming after my house, my car. Yeah, they don't play around. I seriously thought that I was going to lose everything.
One sleepless night, Wesley finally made a call to Optima Tax Relief at 2 a.m.
Kind of figured I'd get a machine, but I didn't. I actually got to talk to an actual person in the middle of the night.
He found just what he was looking for.
Oh, they were great people. You need a team of people that know what they're doing. Optima Tax, they know what they're doing.
Optima Tax Relief came through with flying colors.
I saved an incredible amount of money. Happy don't even come close. I was absolutely overjoyed.
Take Wesley's advice.
If you're in any kind of trouble with the IRS, call Optima Tax Relief. Don't trust anybody else.
Call Optima for a free consultation. Call 800-908-1755. 800-908-1755. 800-908-1755.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
So your doctor says you need an MRI. Granted, it's a marvel of science and modern medicine, but hardly a convenient or comfortable prospect. If you've had one, you know what I'm talking about. Don't you just hate those tubes? Listen, are you going to submit to the discomfort of being run through a tube? Put your foot down. In fact, put both feet down and experience the most revolutionary way to have an MRI anywhere. Washington Open MRI now has the world's first high-field strength, upright, weight-bearing open MRI, where you can stand, sit, or lie down for your test. Washington Open MRI offers the most comfortable way yet to have an MRI. You can even watch TV or listen to your favorite music during the scan. And remember, you can bring any MRI prescription to them from any doctor. Call toll-free 1-866-MRI-ASAP. Washington Open MRI with 6 convenient offices in the metro area. So stand tall, stand up for yourself, because now there's a better choice. Choose Washington Open MRI at 1-866-MRI-ASAP. That's 1-866-MRI-ASAP.
6:24, Saturday Morning Update, WMAL. Nice to have you with us. Well, heads are rolling. The U.S. Border Patrol chief has been removed after just 6 months on the job, and one day after Donald Trump announced his plans to ramp up immigration enforcement and build that wall between the U.S. and Mexico. Now, he's had some clashes with the powerful Border Patrol union.
Career FBI official was the first outsider to lead the agency responsible for securing the borders. He was removed by the acting commissioner of U.S. Customs and Border Protection Agency. It was a change in leadership. Now, that's one of the stories. And again, there's so much going on that these sub-stories that are really pretty significant stories just sort of get lost in the shuffle. Now, as an example, the administration moved to replace a number of career State Department officers who were serving in senior or sensitive roles, created an unusual leadership vacuum among the top ranks at the State Department. Washington Post says, quote, although the diplomats were not technically fired, the Trump administration opted to remove a number of top officials in charge of the State Department's 13 divisions responsible for policy and other matters. Officials at the level of assistant secretary and above were affected. In past administrations, many career diplomats have remained in their posts when the White House changed hands. The Trump administration has opted to retain fewer than usual, according to State Department officials, although it was not immediately clear whether it is a majority. Now, apparently, State Department nominee, the Secretary of State, Rex Tillerson, is expected to be approved as the Secretary of State. So that is a move of significance at the State Department. You've heard about moves against Obamacare this week. Well, this is an interesting one. The White House ordered Department of Health and Human Services to immediately halt all the ads and the outreach during the critical final days of the 2017 Affordable Care Act open enrollment period. It pulled a plug. They halted the ads that the Obama administration had already bought. It's unclear whether the government can recoup the funds it's already paid the TV stations. These guys are taking no prisoners, I'm telling you. I mean, no. You can agree with it, you can disagree with it, but they are not fooling around. They are taking no prisoners whatsoever. Now, we've heard all about sanctuary cities. Pretty big deal. And I'm sure you heard that the head of Miami-Dade County ordered his jails to be in complying with the federal immigration detention requests, effectively ending their position as a sanctuary city. Now, you know, San Francisco, Boston, Santa Fe, New Mexico, a number of the other ones are digging in and will not comply with the federal immigration detention requests. But for Miami, evidence that pressure works is the way it's quoted in the story. Evidence that pressure works. And that's just the first week. I mean, look out. Dude's going to be in there 4, maybe 8 years. And that's just the first week. 628 on WMAL.
Getting ready to downsize? Get Eric's must-read report on when the best time to sell or buy a home in 2017 will be. Call right now, 1-888-ERIC-STEWART. That's 1-888-ERIC-STEWART. Or go to ericstewartgroup.com and download the free market-ready guide. Get Eric's invaluable tips on decluttering and prepping your house in the right sizing guide. Call Eric now at 1-888-ERIC-STEWART or go to ericstewartgroup.com. Call Eric today and get moving tomorrow.
Hey, it's Zoe with Health Talk. Are you suffering from health problems like weight gain, lack of energy, depression, or back and joint pain? Well, now's the time to do something about it. Today, listen to this special offer from my friends at the Roselle Center for Healing and visit them online for details.
Through January 31st, receive a nutrition consultation, dietary assessment, and body composition analysis for just $49, all valued at $175 for just $49 for a limited time. Visit RoselleCare.com for details. That's RoselleCare.com.
At the Roselle Center for Healing, we care about your health and want to help you take your health in a new direction, far from drugs and surgery. Knowledge is the key to optimal wellness and control of your health. We offer free health education on chronic health conditions and natural integrative medicine treatments. Attend Control Blood Pressure Without Drugs on Wednesday, February 8th at 7 p.m. Space is limited, so register today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit RoselleCare.com. That's RoselleCare.com.
Make your home look better. The remaining inventory from Pooshan Oriental Rugs will be liquidated for 19 to 29 cents on the dollar. Newer antique, hand-knotted, small to palace sizes for only a fraction of the cost. Pooshan Oriental Rugs is located at 5526 Nicholson Lane, North Bethesda. Call 301-230-0538 for more details. Open Monday through Sunday, 301-230-0538. Liquidators are in town. There's never been a better time to purchase from Pooshan Showrooms.
It's 6:30 on 105.9 FM and AM 6:30, Washington's Mall, WMAL. I'm Ben Cox. According to a political scientist from Old Dominion University in Norfolk, Hillary Clinton received votes from more than 800,000 illegal immigrant voters. This is very far from the 5 million suggested by President Trump, but it does make it plausible that non-citizen votes did influence Mrs. Clinton's margin. However, according to Jesse Richmond, the scientist who did the research, it could not account for the nationwide vote margin. Social media fueled fears of a school shooting in Anne Arundel County this week after a student told school officials on Thursday that another student had a list of names and was going to shoot people at Central Middle School in Edgewater. Then, later that night, an online post by another student made it seem that another student was going to do something similar the next morning. Police investigated both matters, found them to be unsubstantiated, but due to parents' fears, placed officers at the school Friday morning anyway to calm them. In preparation for the return of manned spaceflight by NASA, the space agency unveiled a new flight suit yesterday that is lighter by 10 pounds, has touchscreen-sensitive gloves, and boots made by Reebok. The agency also unveiled its new crew tower as well as a new mission control center to monitor the rockets being built by Boeing and SpaceX under contract. All he wanted was a little respect from the Burger King manager, and what he got was 20 years in jail. 28-year-old Naeem Kashif Watson was sentenced this week for robbing a business with a firearm, using a firearm in a felony, and possessing a firearm as a convicted felon for robbing the Burger King on Brook Road on April 27th of last year. WMAL Traffic and Weather now from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Checking the roads, on Dulles Greenway eastbound between Old Ox and 28 South, there is a closure due to some road work. Construction work on 355 southbound near Jones Bridge Road, and slow-moving traffic on 27 northbound between Columbia Pike North and the Jefferson Davis Highway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast. Today it's going to be partly sunny skies, high near 44 degrees, 20-mile-an-hour winds. Tonight partly cloudy, overnight low of 31. Tomorrow mostly cloudy and 43. It's 33 in Dumfries, 34 in Gaithersburg, and 34 in Reagan. I'm Ben Cox on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit-selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-300-5633. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times. But I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-300-5633. 1-800-300-5633.
Getting a great night's sleep is easier and more affordable than you might think. You don't need a new expensive mattress or sleeping pills. You just need to change your sheets. Hi, I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch. What makes Boll & Branch sheets different is that they're meticulously crafted from pure 100% organic cotton. And because we only sell online, we've cut out all the expensive retail markups. Plus, if you go to BollandBranch.com today, we'll give you $50 off your first set of sheets when you use promo code SOFT. BollandBranch.com, spelled B-O-L-L and Branch.com. Promo code SOFT.
This weekend, the SGK Gun Show returns to the Fredericksburg Expo Center at Central Park. Hunters, collectors, sportsmen, visit the Fredericksburg Expo Center for SGK's biggest show ever. Tickets available online at guns-knives.com or at the door. That's the Fredericksburg Gun Show this weekend.
Hey, everyone, I got the perfect New Year's resolution, one that will save you money and improve your home. Hey, it's Brian Wilson, and with Thompson Creek's biggest sale of the year, you will save a ton of money with windows that will increase the value of your home and give your home more curb appeal. Let the experts at Thompson Creek Window Company come and show you how they can save you money, not just right now, but year after year, and why they are the best window company in town. Thompson Creek designs, builds, and installs every window right in their local factory. Call Thompson Creek right now. Mention WMAL, and you'll get 25% off each window. Put an end to those drafty windows and high heating bills. Call Thompson Creek at 855-57-CREEK now. Mention WMAL, and you'll receive 25% off each window with Thompson Creek's biggest window sale of the year. This is the simplest New Year's resolution of all time. Call 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK.
Home, sweet home. Sweet Thompson Creek.
This is the Saturday Morning Update on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
You are listening to the Saturday Morning Update on WMAL. I'm Rick Fowler. Jennifer Harper joins us for a look at the president's first week in the White House. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. 1 week down and a whole bunch more to go.
All right. Now, there's been a lot of talk about President Trump's poll numbers, but you've got some interesting numbers that show him on the move.
Absolutely. I mean, there have been, maybe a kabillion different polls that came out this week. Most of them were, tepid at best, but there was one which I felt kind of nailed it, and this is what they have to say. This is a Rasmussen Report survey. It was released Thursday. It says that President Trump has a 59% job approval rating among likely voters, and that is all likely voters, not just Republicans. And it's a very clever poll, as many of the Rasmussen polls are. It also isolated a few of the key passages of Mr. Trump's inaugural address and asked the respondents if they agreed with these passages. And here's what they had to say. They kind of like his populist standing. Again, this is all voters. 72% agreed with his statement that for too long, a small group in our nation's capital has reaped the rewards of government while the people have borne the cost. Only 17% disagreed with that, and a majority of the respondents, 52%, also agreed with the statement, from this day forward, a new vision will govern our land. From this day forward, it's going to be only America first. Only 37% agreed with that idea. And, just one more, 54% of them also favor the proposal that would cut spending up to 10% and cut staffing on those federal government agencies. So, again, 59% favorability rating for Mr. Trump. First week out, that's Rasmussen Reports.
So Donald Trump has been picking fights with the media this week, as has his press secretary, Sean Spicer. What's your read on how the media is reacting, not only to the Trump presidency, but perhaps the Clinton loss?
Yes, indeed. I think that's a large part of what is driving this. You have to remember that the news media was just all prepared and all ready for a lengthy honeymoon with Hillary Clinton. And they did not get that, and they were unprepared for Mr. Trump and his prowess as a guy that can wrangle the media. And I think one of the people that said it best this week was Glenn Reynolds. You may know him as Instapundit, very, very clever columnist. He says that the president has more media experience than probably 99% of the people covering him, and he's got that right. The president is very, very deft in emerging unscathed from his encounters with the media. He just pushes back all the time, and the media are definitely not used to that. And also Sean Hannity addressed this this question this week, and he says that the media just wants to create a caricature, that he's a loose cannon. And I believe Mr. Hannity has known Donald Trump for quite some time. He says he's known him for decades, actually. And he says Donald Trump at his core is incredibly, intuitively, extremely bright, and a counterpuncher. So, again, we have all of these dynamics going on. And strangely enough, even though the media hates every minute of it, they can't take their eyes off of Mr. Trump. He mesmerizes them as well as frustrates them because he makes good news. You got to remember, he's a can-do businessman, a former reality TV star. He's got his eye on action and results and robust communication with everybody. So he makes news, whether they like it or not. So they have to cover him. And strangely enough, Rick, there has actually been some positive coverage of Mr. Trump because he is such a can-do president. And the first days in his office, a couple of headlines here. This is coming from the Chicago Tribune. An incredible pace of activity in the Trump White House on week one. Trump could have chosen any topic to get his presidency rolling. He picked jobs good. And even ABC News agreed with the fact that there was an incredible pace going on. And President Trump is making short work of his campaign promises. That came from the Wall Street Journal. And sort of the list goes on and on. And you mentioned Sean Spicer. Well, there was a lot of talk that they were going to throw the press right out of the White House and put them next door, kind of remove the elite quality of it all. And I think that's really on the back burner right now. But one thing that Sean Spicer did do this week, which is very interesting, he created what he called four Skype seats, meaning that he was going to, from outside the Beltway, out in the heartland, out in the grassroots country, be able to call in and ask questions via Skype. So he's got four official Skype seats now in the press corps, and I think that's a pretty welcome and innovative thing to do. And kind of last but not least, come Monday, George Washington School of Media and Public Affairs is going to have a big forum titled, Does Trump Need the Media? So that's something we can all watch for as well.
Oh, that Skype story is fascinating in that he, again, will be communicating directly with people outside the Beltway without the filter of the inside the Beltway media elite.
That's exactly right, and we'll just have to see, and I think you're going to see a lot of turning of the tables here and done in an innovative, smart way, because one thing that this White House is very good at is social media and all the technological things that are going on that I think they're ahead of the game here.
Whether they would want to admit it or not, the Democrats clearly must be scrambling to try and regroup for the midterm elections coming up in 2018. What are you hearing about some of the strategy they may be utilizing?
Well, certainly this is going to cause a lot of mirth and merriment out there because the Democratic Party is now trying to borrow a page out of the Tea Party playbook. Now, let's think about the grassroots tactic that the Tea Party mastered, and that was 8 years ago, back in 2009. They were very, very successful in the midterm elections that followed that. And a lot of people have noticed, multiple journalists have noticed, that the Democrats, now that they have, quote, been kicked out of the White House, that is how Heat Street put it, that they're getting calls to fix whatever went wrong, and they're looking for as much insight as they can find. And so we're seeing, here's just a couple of headlines which will tell you what's out there, that the Democrats are indeed looking at the Tea Party for some hints on how to get back to their grassroots. The most useful guide to resisting Donald Trump, it's the Tea Party playbook minus the nooses. That came from Slate. How liberals can use the Tea Party playbook to stop Trump. That was from Mother Jones. To stop Trump, Democrats can learn from the Tea Party. This came from the New York Times. How about that? And people are getting very feisty out there. Kurt Schlichter, in a town hall essay, he said, can creepy leftist weirdos create a progressive Tea Party? How about that? So there's already pushback out there, lots of drama, lots of moving parts on this, but it's fun to watch.
A lot of talk about the doomsday clock being moved closer to us. And the blame is on Donald Trump.
Oh, well, of course. And I've always watched the doomsday clock because it's got that sort of Cold War cachet about it. A lot of people think back about the bad old days of the Cold War, the bad old good old days, perhaps, depending on who you are. But anyway, the doomsday clock is an iconic thing. It's actually a symbolic clock. It was first put out into public in 1947, and whenever the Bulletin of the Atomic Scientists, which was actually formed by atomic scientists right after World War II, when they feel compelled to weigh in on whether or not the world is at the brink of global destruction, they move the clock around. And so far, the farthest that the clock has ever been from midnight was in 1991 when the Cold War ended, and it was 17 minutes before midnight. And just in recent years, it was 3 minutes to midnight. Everybody freaked out over that. And on Thursday, everyone held their breath. Oh, my God, what is going to happen? Because the Bulletin of Atomic Scientists put out lots of press releases on this, and they ended up moving the clock to 2.5 minutes before midnight. Not really clear on why they started going to half minutes here, but they called the moment historic, and then they essentially blamed President Trump. Here's the statement that they put out. The United States now has a president who has promised to impede progress on both of the fronts of reducing nuclear armament and climate change and other factors. Never before has the Bulletin decided to advance the clock largely because of the statements of a single person. But when that person is the new president of the United States, his words matter. And they are saying all kinds of things are threatening America and the globe right now, including politically charged tweets, leaked emails, fake news, and social media. So that's what's up with the doomsday clock. Who knows what's going to happen next year, but maybe they'll move it another 30 seconds closer. Who knows?
Jennifer Harper inside the Beltway at the Washington Times. Follow her easily by going to Twitter at Harper Bulletin. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
My pleasure, Rick.
6:46, Saturday morning update, WMAL. Time for a check of the traffic and weather.
WMAL traffic and weather from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. There's an incident investigation on Marston Drive at Crichton Way. The road will be closed on Wisconsin Avenue southbound from Battery Lane to Maple Avenue starting at 9 a.m. this morning. Go to 9 o'clock tonight due to crane operation. And the two right lanes are blocked on the Beltway Inner Loop at 214 Central Avenue because of an accident. Right now, it is 32 degrees in Vienna, 34 in Bethesda, and 35 at Reagan. I'm Ben Cox on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
The WMAL Weather Channel forecast for today. We've got some clouds this morning and then sunshine by afternoon. It'll be up to 47. Cloudy for the day on Sunday with a high 45. Some clouds Monday up to 38. Warms up on Tuesday with a high to 51. Outside now in Washington, 35, heading to 47 this afternoon. And it's 6:47 on the Saturday morning update.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
Thank you for being with us on the Saturday morning update. Now, I don't know if you've used Uber or not. I used Uber when it was initially really founded, when it was primarily limo drivers who were cruising around that had time on their hands. And it went from limo drivers to cab drivers to now, of course, the fleet of private drivers. I'm noticing these days that it doesn't give you the option of a cab automatically. I think you have to dig around to get the cab option. Now you get two different Ubers, Uber Economy and Uber X. So when you get in an Uber, have you ever thought about what the Uber driver makes? What do you think? Survey of Uber drivers finds that their average hourly wage is $15.68 before deducting expenses. That is just a little above what labor advocates have been pushing for the minimum wage. The survey also revealed pay disparity by gender, race, and age, suggesting that the new gig economy is still riddled with many familiar problems. I thought they would have made more than that. It's a lot of work for $15 an hour, plus you're tearing your car up.
Yeah.
Ugh. Whatever. It's better than delivering pizzas in your car, though. Ooh. 6:48, Saturday morning update, WMAL.
Just your average weekend in the DMV. You know, leaving your cares behind in a world-class spa and salon, while Jose Andres fires up the grill at his highly anticipated new seafood restaurant, which you'll check out on the way to your 24th floor suite with a panoramic view of the capital of the free world before another unforgettable day begins. So darn typical.
At MGM National Harbor, every weekend is monumental.
MGM National Harbor, this is monumental.
How about that inauguration? We have a new president, a new year, a new administration. Let's make sure we get a new you. Focus on your health. You may have recently gotten your annual physical, or maybe you're planning on getting one. I want to urge you to add a virtual physical to your healthcare regimen. I had mine. It's quick, easy, and pain-free. The virtual physical has saved lives by detecting issues before they become serious. A virtual physical can spot small tumors, aneurysms, plaque buildup, and early signs of cancer long before you show any symptoms. And as you know, early detection and treatment is the key to the cure. There's no need to be uncertain about your health. Virtual physical is here for you. In fact, they can even offer you a $250 discount if you call or book through the month of January. Find out more on the web at virtualphysical.com or call now for your appointment at 301-984-9009.
It's a new year and everything is different. Will your financial future still be financially secure? Hi, Rick Edelman here. Come learn what you need to know in my seminar, Preparing for Retirement. You'll discover how to get the most from your IRAs and your retirement accounts at work, learn how to maximize your Social Security benefits, and how to protect and distribute your assets to your heirs exactly how you want. Investments, Social Security, and wills and trusts. Master these to enjoy a comfortable and financially successful retirement. The seminar comes to Alexandria Tuesday, February 7th, McLean Wednesday, February 8th, both at 7 p.m. Just $15 a person, $25 a couple. Register at rickedelman.com. That's ricestelman.com. Or call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities. Member FINRA, SIPC.
It's a Saturday morning update on WMAL. Coming up, we're going to talk with John Gizzi. Of course, he is the White House correspondent at Newsmax.com, and he spent the Obama administration in the White House briefing room and now has had his first week in the Trump administration briefing room. We're going to ask John about the contrast with the former administration and the current administration. Also, he'll bring us the very latest on the visit of Theresa May to the White House yesterday. That's all coming up with John Gizzi. Cheryl Atkinson's on the way. We'll talk to her coming up in 7 o'clock hour, and we're going to be chatting with Cheryl this morning about the Mexico border and some of the considerations in addition to just a wall. What else do we need to consider on the border? Well, Cheryl Atkinson has spent a lot of time reporting on the border and has been down there quite a bit. So we will get the very latest from her on the border this morning. And that's just one of the Trump executive orders this week. And I was talking earlier about how, you know, our heads are just spinning from the amount of action and activity that's been taking place out of the White House this week. Of course, the executive order on border security and immigration enforcement includes the authorization of the U.S.-Mexico border wall, also strips federal grant money to sanctuary cities, hires 5,000 more Border Patrol agents, and ends the catch-and-release policies for illegal immigrants. It also reinstates local and state immigration enforcement partnerships. So a multi-pronged order on border security and immigration in that executive order. Of course, you heard earlier in the week, two orders reviving the Keystone XL pipeline and the Dakota Access pipelines. Trump also signed three other related orders that would expedite the environmental permitting process for infrastructure projects related to the pipelines. Also directs the Commerce Department to streamline the manufacturing permitting process and gives the Commerce Department 180 days to maximize the use of U.S. steel in the pipeline. I mean, this is the depth to which the action is being taken. It's amazing. Now, the Mexico City policy has also been reinstated. Now, that's a ban on federal funds to international groups that perform abortions or lobby to legalize or promote abortion. That policy instituted in 1984 by President Reagan, but it goes into and out of effect depending on the party in power in the White House. So it's being reinstated in the Republican Trump White House.
You know that he signed a notice that the U.S. will begin withdrawing from TPP, the Trans-Pacific Partnership trade deal, called that order, quote, a great thing for the American worker. The president has also imposed an order which imposes a hiring freeze for some federal government workers as a way to shrink the size of the government. It excludes the military, as Trump did note at the signing of that executive order, and also the order that directs federal agencies to ease the regulatory burdens of Obamacare, ordering agencies to waive, defer, grant exemptions from, or delay the implementation of any provision or requirement of Obamacare that imposes a, quote, fiscal burden on any state or a cost, fee, tax, penalty, or regulatory burden on individuals, families, health care providers, health insurers, etc., etc., etc. A rather wide-reaching executive order on the Affordable Health Care Act. 6:55 now. It is the Saturday Morning Update on WMAL.
But just, boom.
Weekdays 9 to noon.
Chris Plant.
Kicking some butt, taking names, and telling the truth.
On Washington's Mall. WMAL.
No kidding.
Where Washington comes to talk.
The Big Screen Store. It's game on. Get a 70-inch Samsung 4K UHD TV plus two 50-inch Samsung Smart LED HD TVs for just $19.99. Whoa, let me say that again. Three TVs for just $19.99. The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store. And our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
And this is huge. We double the length of your Samsung TV warranty free. Our expert service and installation is legendary and second to none. Just ask our customers.
You gotta check out the Big Screen Store.
Their prices are amazing.
This week at the Big Screen Store. When you buy one, you get three. A 4K Samsung 70-inch and two 50-inch TVs just $19.99. The Big Screen Store. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
Message and data rates may apply.
This message is only for men who want vein-popping gains. If you're not ready to build serious muscle, change the station now. Because we're only giving complimentary bottles of Volcano to guys who aren't afraid to stack on the plates. Volcano is the professional-grade pre-workout nitric oxide booster from Force Factor, the groundbreaking muscle builder that GNC just can't keep in stock. This incredibly powerful supplement is not for everyone. If you're not ready to get ripped, don't bother. Everyone else can get a complimentary bottle by texting MASS to 369-369. Volcano gives you an explosive boost in nitric oxide, which quickly amplifies your energy and power. You'll tackle every rep with more intensity and endurance, better drive and performance, and faster recovery. The result? A serious increase in lean muscle mass, size, strength, and definition guaranteed. Ready for shocking gains? Get your complimentary bottle of Volcano by texting MASS to 369-369. That's M-A-S-S to 369-369.
Ranger Station, Ranger speaking.
Hi. I'd like to report a bear hug.
Okay.
Well, before I left my campsite, I was putting out my fire, and out of nowhere, Smokey Bear showed up and hugged me?
So you drowned the fire, you stirred it, drowned it again, and felt that it was cold?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. He likes it when people correctly put out their campfires. He's pretty big on wildfire prevention. He's just letting you know you did good. With a hug. He's a hugger.
I just got a bear hug from Smokey Bear. Status update!
All right, I'm gonna let you go now. I've got a lot of ranger stuff to do. There are many ways to start a fire, but one sure way to put it out. Learn how you can do your part at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Sponsored by the U.S. Forest Service Ad Council and your state forester.
Welcome back to The Cat Show. Up next, we have Nico. Nico is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right. A group known especially for their sunspot sleeping, ball chasing, leg rubbing, couch purring, bed leaping, and of course, companionship.
Wonderful. And what breed would you say Nico is?
I'd have to go with a tabbyish Persian kind of mix.
Tremendous cat.
I'd also like to point out her coat's wonderful mix of colors. Is it black, gray, black, brown?
Somewhere in between.
Indeed.
You know, it's always special when we get to see a cat like this.
Just look how she struts.
It's like she owns the place.
And how she's so incredibly cute in her indifference to commands.
A strong-willed feline.
Ah, and see how she curls up and cuddles her person.
The pitch on her purring is simply perfect.
Nice one.
I know. Fantastic cat.
Fantastic indeed. But really the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Nico is to meet one.
Visit the shelterpetproject.org today. Adopt.
Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Now entering the cage of doom, Algebra 2! Who will step up to his challenge?
Yeah, I'll do it.
Take on the tough classes now. You need them to prepare for college. Find out which classes you need at knowhowtogo.org.
Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation for Education, and the Ad Council.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk.